The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will, if he likes it, he'll respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. Miss the first hour, all Astros and you guys arguing over the play at first. That's basically it. That and me saying I do not feel good about their chances tonight. Game will be right here on the station at 7 o'clock, followed by Patrick Creighton doing a post-game show, local post-game show, again. I did not listen last night because I went to bed.
But Patrick Creighton, who I'm pretty sure disagrees with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on that play. But then I also thought, do you think Patrick Creighton's ever run out of grounder?
Or tried to throw somebody out? Although that dude watches a lot of baseball. I mean, that's all he cares about.
Yeah, he loves it.
But
that he should know. Hey, did you see the look ahead line?
No.
LSU Alabama?
No.
The Westgate in Las Vegas today posted Alabama -7.
Hmm.
I won't bet that game either way until I know about Tagovailoa because
yeah,
without Tua, I mean, it's probably a pick 'em. In my power ratings, it's probably a coin flip game.
It also depends on what percentage of Tua you're getting.
Yeah.
Because coming off that kind of injury, maybe he's, you know, if he's not as mobile, I think that changes things quite a bit.
So, I mean, I guess if you're interested in that sort of thing, it's out there and available. I almost tend to lean LSU +7 because that seems about right to me. And then if Tua doesn't play, then I've got an awesome ticket.
I almost like LSU money line there.
I mean, that's a bold strategy because then if you take LSU money line, then you're really hoping that Tua doesn't play.
Well, I mean, if he's playing, he's not 100%.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I although to me. Until LSU shows they can actually beat Alabama. But if they're going to do it, it's this team. I mean,
this team, which is the worst defensive team they've ever had. Meanwhile, Alabama's got the best quarterback they've ever had.
Yeah, well, it's the worst defensive team because they're running up and down the field on offense and running a lot more plays and running at a higher pace. And I've always talked about this. It's hard to have a great defense when you've got an offense that plays at pace like that. They have great players on that defense. Like, Delpit may be as good as anybody in the country. But, yeah, they're going to give up yards, and they're going to give up yards to Alabama. The question is, can they outscore them? And I don't know if they can.
Because they haven't seen a defense like Alabama.
No, and you know, and they didn't run away and hide from Auburn. They didn't run away and hide from Florida. Those are good teams, but they're not Alabama. But
they're probably the closest defensively to Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise you're looking at Texas and Mississippi State. Like, those teams aren't even in the same discussion from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah.
Auburn and Florida, without question, the best defensive teams they've played. I don't know. I guess, do you think that LSU is going to be able to hold Alabama to 23 points?
I don't know. This is,
The game to me is interesting. I don't know if I'll bet on it.
No, I'm not going to bet it either. I'm just saying, if I were going to do it, I would just take the money line on it rather than the +7, because I think LSU is going to play well enough to beat them, then or they're either going to lose by 14 to 17, or they're going to play well enough they have a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
So
I think there's a lot of intrigue in that game, even more than usual, if that's possible. I mean, that game seems like a huge game every year, but to me, that's such an interesting game this year just because the teams are so philosophically different than they normally are.
Have you guys watched college football this year? Bama D way worse than Florida and Auburn. Google stats, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch no college football.
Yeah.
Like I said, Florida caught some huge breaks to keep it close against LSU. LSU had a huge break, too.
LSU caught some breaks, too, yeah.
Yeah. Turnover in the end zone. Remember that one? Oh, boy.
I bet LSU that game. I was sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, they got there.
I was about to cuss them out for not covering.
It was, I think, got it 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm watching that game.
I was just like, they're going to. And then they called the interference at the one. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah.
That game, I felt like I was on the wrong side, even though I won.
But hey, respect that home, that goal line stand. I'll take it. Boy, now I'm looking at this. And what metrics does this guy have?
Oh, he says Google stats. He said, go Google the stats, AJ.
Okay. Well, what
now? Now let me, before you get into this, I'm gonna whatever it is. I mean, Alabama's schedule's been pretty crappy. They haven't exactly played good teams, so you know, and they haven't been threatened yet either. I mean, who's the best team they played?
Probably
Aggie.
Yeah, I guess
you're gonna come back to Aggie.
I hate to say that because I don't think Aggie's very good at all, but. That might be the best team they've played, yeah.
So, to me, Mr. Google Stats guy, for one thing, statistics have to be in context. So,
you know what? It might be at South Carolina at this point.
Yeah, South Carolina's turned out to be a lot better than I thought.
I mean, their record isn't very good, but they might be better than A&M.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Either way, they haven't played much of anyone. Let's face it.
Okay.
That said, Google Stats guy. Like I actually took your advice and I Googled stats and it turns out that metrically Alabama's statistics are better. Less yards, less points per game. This is awkward because you told me to Google the stats, but then you were wrong.
No. Share them with him.
Alabama is the 10th ranked defense in the country, 15.3 points per game.
Okay.
Florida 15.8, Auburn 17.9.
So is that better or worse? I'm confused.
Well, I think the number, you want a smaller number. That means less points per game. Yards per game, Alabama's allowed 307.9. Florida 323.4, Auburn 342.6. Again, I think that's you want the smaller numbers better.
Yeah.
Now here's one where I think the bigger number is better, and it's turnovers per game. Alabama 2.3, Florida 2.2, Auburn 1.9. So did I use the right Google?
I don't know, but memo to Google guy / do you watch guy. Here's the argument you could have made is, yeah, their defensive numbers are really good, but look at the schedule and the offenses they played compared to what
that's
Florida.
A more reasonable argument.
No, that's a good argument to make, but that would require more than just Googling stats. So congratulations on maybe the dumbest take we've had in a while, and that's saying a lot.
Shame.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, you know, nice. No, it's not even a nice try.
That's a really poor effort.
You just make something up and.
And then you tell me to Google it, and then I take the time to Google it? Now you're wasting my time?
That is so dumb. I almost want to give out that guy's phone number over the air.
Do it. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, sports, what's
up,
Joe.
Crazy sports monsters.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I got two of them real quick. What are the odds y'all would tell me which one of y'all is the goblin and the ghost? The second one, will that alien, what are the odds the alien Jerry Jones will fire Jason Garrett midway through the season? And I'll hang up.
Okay. I'm going to go 0% that Jason Garrett gets fired midway through this season. Because we're kind of at the midway point.
Yeah, and they're not going to be bad enough at any point for him to get fired.
Maybe is that a Dungeons and Dragons question? I don't understand. The goblin and the ghost?
That would be a goblin.
You're more goblin-y than me, I would say.
Yeah, because goblins are hideous.
Yeah, I would think of you more of an ogre than a goblin.
Yeah, goblins are pretty ugly, too.
Yeah, but goblins I think of as small and ugly. You're big and
no,
ugly.
There's some goblins are kind of small. I'd go more gargoyle. I'm more of a gargoyle.
Yeah, but those have wings. Right?
Yeah, well, you don't know. You haven't seen my back.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe you're an ogre gargoyle blend. I think ogre is good for you.
I'll go with gargoyle. Okay. They're hideous and they can fly.
But you can't fly.
You don't know that.
I know that. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, well, just because you haven't seen me do it.
I've seen you naked. I know you don't have wings.
That was one time, and, you know, sometimes the wings come and go. Like, sometimes I can fold them back up on my back.
Okay.
So, what was that, Aaron? Oh, okay.
All right. Let's say you've got an old house or you've got just old windows, and now the winter is coming. Winter is coming. And you start to feel a draft. Ugh, great. You know what you need to do? You need to call Allstate Siding and Windows, because you could call some Joe Blow company and they'd come out and maybe they put some windows in. And then if you got a problem with them, you call them and then wait, this number's disconnected. What happened to this company? Oh, they're gone. They packed up and left. Won't happen with Allstate. They've been in business for 48 years. Allstate Siding and Windows, they've been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills by installing the best quality windows and siding. And you can get 25% knocked off your window package in October with no payments for 2 years. They're family-owned and operated for over 45 years. Military and senior discounts are available. Remember, if you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. That's AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832 said Google Stats guy made me miss Keyboard Cat. Yeah, we got
to get
Keyboard Cat back in the rotation.
I was like, come on, that's a missed opportunity, Aaron.
I wanted to go with the Shane because you're on a roll about ripping him, so I didn't want to take up too much time.
That's okay. We always pause for Keyboard Cat.
Yeah. I mean, the Keyboard Cat deserves our respect.
Hey, by the way, people, when you listen to the game here tonight, or if you watch the game, if you're one of those people, those newfangled people that has one of those television sets, boxes in your house, and or if you go to the game and after you leave the game, you're driving home and you want to react whether the Astros have won or lost, our own Patrick Creighton will be here hosting a post-game show on ESPN 97.5. Probably, I'd say last night he went till about 12:30. I mean, depending on how things go, he'll roll. If you guys are interacting, he'll be there to interact with. So,
and especially if they win, it'd be fun to.
Yeah.
This win is better than the one over the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
Can we agree on something about this World Series, no matter what the end result is? It's not been a really great World Series.
Oh, God, no.
We've had one game that was really up for grabs at the end. And that was game one?
It's been a crappy series. There's no question. There hasn't been. That's the only game that was even remotely in doubt, and the way it was going, that one wasn't even in doubt. This has not been a great World Series by any stretch.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if it goes to seven games, it's automatically a pretty good World Series. It means the two teams are evenly matched up.
Yeah, we kind of knew that.
But the games themselves individually, not compelling.
No.
I mean, it took the drama of the play that didn't matter last night to make that game compelling.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things we were talking about. Excuse us, says no one can really score runs. The team goes up three and it's basically over. It has been where whichever team gets to four first is probably going to win. And that's been fairly consistent throughout the whole series. Hockley Dan says, Fred, Falcons have wings. Gargoyles have wings. Fred's a gargoyle. And then somebody said, no, Fred is more of an orc. That might be more fair.
Because you do have some human traits.
Not really.
Like you can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody says, are the orcs the things on that Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of are an orc.
Yeah, but they don't have hair. Somebody said, you have hair now, so it's a troll. Okay, troll I could do if somebody gives me a bridge. I mean, hey, I have some good news for you.
What is it?
I was just reading my Houston Texans transcripts for the day.
Okay.
The opening statement from Bill O'Brien was that they placed J.J. Watt on injured reserve. Guess who they signed back to the 53-man roster?
Tell me.
You're going to get to hear BBC again on 610. Brian Body Calhoun, who they dubbed BBC.
So, who did that anyway? John Harris?
I don't know who did that. You'll have to ask Creighton. Creighton knows because he's the one I heard talking about it. And so, yeah, if you like BBC, you're in good shape.
There you go.
Oh, man. 713-780-3776. You brought something up off air that I wanted to get to.
Okay.
About Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh.
Why don't you tell the people about this story?
So there's a report, and by the way, I'm right there with you. I think we've been pleasantly surprised. I can't even imagine you thought Teddy Bridgewater would have the success he had this year. And I know you like the guy.
I like the guy a lot, and I thought at some point he'd be able to. Well, I don't know. Coming back from that injury, I thought before he got hurt, he was about to have a breakout year.
But you didn't think that he would go 5-0 as a backup. I mean, he played well. I mean, he's still kind of check down Teddy, which that's what they asked him to do, and it worked. They've got a great defense. There's reports now that Teddy Bridgewater could command between 20 and 30 million a year when he hits free agency this summer. And teams like the Titans, Bears, and Bucks could be interested.
Also saw that the Patriots might be interested.
I mean, not at $30 million a year.
Well, what if Brady's gone?
If he's gone, then that's a different conversation.
Well, I love the guy.
But
and,
let's be honest.
I thought he did a good job. But at what point are we going to learn, hey, man, these backups who have five-game stretches of playing really well, you don't pay them like starters. You don't pay them like starters. How often does it work? Every now and then you'll hit. And I thought Nick Foles was going to be a hit this year, but
we don't know.
Snap.
Yeah.
So you don't know. But I like Teddy, but he also was surrounded with a really good offensive line, a top three receiver in the league. He had one of the best running backs in the league behind him, although he did get hurt. One of the best play callers on the planet.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you can succeed with that if you're good. And I think he's good, but do I think he's a starting quarterback that's worth $25 million? Of course, that's a going rate, right? That's your Andy Dalton rate.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to read that.
But here's what I'll say to that. How many times – this is the first year in his career that Tom Brady's made more than $20 million. Now think about someone giving Teddy Bridgewater north of $20 million a year.
Yeah, but that's never a fair comparison because Brady never, you know, Brady never took that money.
Yeah,
I mean, and you could make that argument about how many quarterbacks are paid more than him.
But here's the thing: smart teams don't pay guys like Teddy Bridgewater $30 million a year. They just don't. So if someone does this, it's going to end up being a disaster because no smart team is going to pay him that kind of money.
Somebody brought up Matt Flynn had one game and got paid. Well, that's Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
The Niners did it with Jimmy G, but I don't know that that's worked out yet. I mean, they're playing great.
The team's playing well, yeah.
I don't know if it's Jimmy, though. Somebody goes, honestly, would the Bears be better with Teddy?
Maybe. Would the Bears be better if they paid Teddy $30 million a year? Probably not.
Yeah.
Especially in a year where there are so many, at least projected quality quarterbacks coming out in the draft, it's hard to imagine someone like Teddy Bridgewater getting paid that kind of money. But crazier things have happened.
Well, or as crazy things happen. Teams that are desperate for a quarterback, they'll get desperate and do something silly. It's not going to surprise me if it happens, but, I mean, if you're using that sample size to judge him.
That might be a mistake.
Here's the other part of it. I think all the things that I mentioned about what was around him and he was able to be successful, and he had a really good touchdown-to-interception ratio.
Yeah. Of course, like I said, how many throws was he going past 10 yards? You should have a pretty good.
Right. But all that aside, do you really trust that he's not going to blow his knee again? I mean, in limited action, he's perfect.
He seemed pretty healthy so far to me. To me, the health isn't the concern that I have. That's not the one that jumps out at me.
But
I guess now that I think about it, it's something to factor in, certainly.
Because my only beef with him was he's just so slight. He's just such a small dude. And when we saw him in person at the Super Bowl one year, I'm like, you got it. I mean, I knew he was small, but he looked like a 15-year-old.
And if you're going to be small, be super fast.
Right.
And he's neither.
No, and he's not that. He was pretty fast before. He's not that anymore.
Now that I think about it, I don't know how he's good.
Because he has a good release, and he's got reasonably accurate.
Okay arm strength, accuracy.
Yeah.
But
he's a sexier Gardner Minshew.
I don't know if he's that. Gardner Minshew's pretty sexy. Nah. He's running around with his shirt off and his underwear only and a headband.
No, I did not mean real sexy.
Oh, okay.
I meant in terms of,
I don't know. I've heard people say, they think Gardner Minshew is the real deal. I don't see it, but I've been wrong before.
I don't think his arm's strong enough.
I don't either.
I think he's benefited from having Leonard Fournette behind him to hand off to. And now this week it'll be really interesting playing the Texans because they do a good job against the run. Now they may not do as well with JJ gone, but if they slow down Fournette, they're going to have to make Minshew beat him. Then again, half their secondary's out, so who knows? But I'm not ready to anoint Minshew just yet. Plus, I just think that we won't be talking about him in about a month when Foles comes back. Especially if they lose this week. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, guys, holidays are approaching, and you're probably thinking about how am I going to get all these gifts covered? How am I going to save some extra money? Well, maybe consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's much lower than the national average interest rate, which is over 20% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. There are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, just for the Blitzers, apply and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred, and find a way to start saving some extra money today. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. When all is well and well is all for all, forever after. But maybe in the meantime, when I see. Yeah. Love me all, be all.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, an hour and a half until Game 7. We like to call it The Decider. I've always liked that, The Decider. I know that's not, I don't think it's even a real word, but I've always liked it.
You're supposed to do like 90 in the rear and something like that.
Oh, yeah. 90 in the, by the way, shout out Joel Blank. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Made a baby today. Well, didn't make it.
No, he didn't do the making today. The baby actually arrived. He made it nine months ago.
9 months ago, Joel Blank had unprotected sex. And here we are. A new baby. A baby blank.
Good luck.
Yeah. Boy, that's a tough thing. Like, Joel's, you know.
You're not allowed to mention anybody's age.
Yeah.
That's, you can't say
Joel,
that.
Joel's already a, you know.
He's a mature guy.
He's a mature man. And he's like Joe Buck, having a baby late in life.
There's no
way I would have another baby now.
Man, I don't even like dealing with two dogs. It's a pain in the ass.
When I
throw another kid in there?
When I'm 50 years old, my youngest kid will be 18. And he gone.
So yeah, I just got, you know, one's in college and the other one's about to be done with high school. I got no interest.
Yeah.
You know, I've done my part to reload humanity. And
yeah.
Did pretty well, but yeah, good
there's enough
them.
Of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9 months in the rear, 18 years in the future. But, you know, that's, hey, man, that's good for them. And I do know this. They seem like really great parents. And I think they'll raise another great kid. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And we're talking about a little bit about the Jaguars game. I don't know what to expect from the Texans defense without JJ. I think it might benefit Whitney Mercilus a little bit because now maybe he plays more of that roaming role that Clowney did when Watt was out.
Yeah.
And he's having a great year. But to me, it still comes down to if he can stop Fournette. And the other than DJ Chark, the Jags have some problems at receiver. Your secondary's bad, but I think you can hang in there. The question is, and you brought this up before they played the Jags last time, Deshaun Watson's worst career games have all been against Jacksonville.
Now, those were games against Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, Marcus Peters is...
Well, no Marcus Peters.
Yeah,
that's in two... That's a different... That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I feel like without Jalen Ramsey... Well, I guess A.J. Bouye is good.
Yeah, but...
He's not Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Bouye. But again, what are the Texans? What's their receiver depth look like right now?
Well, Kenny Stills, he'll play.
Yeah, I guess I feel like in the past you've always been able to say, okay, Jalen Ramsey's on Hopkins.
Yeah,
and then you got to figure out a different way to beat him.
Yeah, and
so far
and Hopkins is going to win five or six catches.
Sure,
and Ramsey's going to stop him five or six times. That was always such a great matchup.
And the problem is, Deshaun hasn't been able to find someone else to beat the Jags. Now you say, okay, A.J. Bouye, blanket Hopkins. Maybe Hopkins has some more success. I still think you got to find someone else who's going to step up and do something big.
Maybe it needs to be Kenny Stills.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, that's the only real option, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with QT. I mean, he didn't even play. Yeah.
I think I know what's going on with QT.
Yeah.
He just ain't that good.
Well, I think I get
I think he had a big moment last year and everyone – got super hard about it, and now it's like...
Well, I think he had a couple of moments last year, but I think the real issue is I just don't think he works that hard. And you know how O'Brien loves that. So you really got DeAndre Carter out there playing all the snaps instead of him?
That's what I'm saying. If DeAndre Carter's out there, that tells me all I need to know about QT. If he's healthy and DeAndre Carter is getting all those snaps.
Yeah, well, and maybe he's – and it's not above O'Brien either to say, look, this is your wake-up call, dude. You either start practicing hard and – because they hadn't been able to count on him yet. Hamstring, just like, what is it with hamstrings in the Texans? Kenny Stills was Iron Man until he got here.
Yeah, it's true.
And then what happens? Hamstring. Okay, 5:37.
Excuse me.
Congratulations, that was well done. You haven't been drinking energy drinks, so
no, I'm back in the game.
That's good. It's good. Yeah, I was telling you off air. We went to a place to watch a game last night, and was telling everybody, oh, it's going to be crowded everywhere. And I was really excited because it was lightly raining when I got there. So get on the back patio, get up underneath the awning, get right in front of the TV, and it's just me, the wife, and the dog. And it's like, this is perfect. And then by the fourth inning, the whole patio's full. I mean, it's just no matter where you go. So I wound up going home to watch the end of it.
Yeah.
So
I just went home. That's what I'll do tonight.
I'm definitely just going home tonight and we've got columns written and videos ready to go depending on the result. I don't want to give one of them away, but one of the videos, and it may or may not go because if they don't win, it doesn't mean anything. Where would this championship rank among Houston championships? And I'll just say my opinion is the exact opposite of what almost all those guys said.
What did they all say?
This one would be the biggest.
To me, this is the least big.
I know.
Because the biggest, to me, is the Astros one.
Well, I think...
It's either the Astros...
The first Rockets
first one. Or the first Rockets one.
I think it was
one.
The first Rockets one, and I know a lot of people are younger that didn't experience that or they were too young to remember it, but that was the culmination of years of sports frustration in the city.
That's what makes that so big. But I think the Astros are more beloved than the Rockets in this
They are now. They weren't then.
I just think, like, in general, what, like, if you said the Rockets are going to... If you ask most Houston sports fans, the Astros can be good or the Rockets can be good, pick one.
That's now. That wasn't then.
Really?
I promise you, being in the middle of all that. And it wasn't just... they had all these lovable guys, just like the Astros did in 2017. They had Rudy T. They had Mario Elie. They had all these role players around Hakeem Olajuwon, who was this great superstar who'd never done it, who'd also gone to UH and had his heart broken there. I mean, it was that one to me was the biggest because it was the end of a long, long wait, and really up until they started bringing in the hired guns, the Rockets were beloved.
Yeah,
and it took a turn when you started bringing in Barkley and Pippen, and those guys failed, and yeah, I this group of Rockets isn't very likable. And see, but I do think people tend to look at that, and they look back on those championships through the prism of what these guys are now, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, again, that's not anybody's fault that wasn't old enough to remember in 95. But I would say the Astros' first one would be ahead of this one. I
mean, the Astros' first one is the only one you can put in the discussion with the Rockets' first one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's those two, and I'll hear an argument for both, and I'm not going to complain either way.
But the Rockets' second one was really cool because it was back-to-back.
And it was Clyde Drexler coming home.
Yeah.
And that one to me is a clear third.
But... Yeah, I think especially when you think back, it was the Astros' first World Series win, and
all the other stuff, the Verlander trade, and the fact that we were recovering from Harvey. I mean, it just
It was a great series.
Yeah, again, and you beat the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Dodgers.
Yeah,
and this time, if you win, you beat the Rays and the Nats. So, I think the argument's going to be which is a worse World Series loss, this one or 2005.
2005.
Yeah.
You can't get swept in the World Series.
No, and you lost to the shoeless Joe guys.
Yeah. Come on.
The cheaters. So
I mean, to me, this Nationals team is good. They're worthy.
Absolutely. They remind me a lot of the 2017 Astros.
That's what I said that after the first two games. And you know what?
Well, they remind me a little bit more of those Giants teams that won it. And they don't have the sexiest lineup, but they've got really good players in the middle of it. They've got a lot of role players. They've got a lot of guys who can be pests, and they got great pitching.
Well, I will say 1 through 4, they're a problem. And obviously the Astros go deeper than any lineup, you know, damn near you'll ever see. But that Turner, Eaton Rendon Soto run, that's tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, just between those four players, they present a lot of problems. A, it goes right, left, right, left. Turner's speed is obnoxious. And I thought I think they made a mistake in the first inning. It ended up not mattering. But in the first inning, when Turner got on, if I were the Nets, I would have stolen a base then bunted.
Yeah, I didn't really like the bunt there with those two guys.
And honestly, I feel like Eaton gave up all that. He didn't run his hardest. Because he could have beat that out.
Either or he slowed down a lot more in the last 3 days.
That's possible, too.
but I would not have bunted there. I would have tried to steal. I mean, it's Chirinos back there. I think Maldonado, you have a better chance of getting guys out, but
I don't know that it matters with Turner. Yeah. I mean, he's legitimately one of the best base stealers in base. It's like he's their Miles Straw, except he's good at other stuff besides running fast.
I wish Miles Straw would just get a chance.
That's my dude.
So, all right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Because I got butt now. Always going for it, never pump. Fourth down, last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown. Hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Federal Reserve was back in action today, cutting interest rates another quarter point, suggesting, though, that it would go on hold for a while unless there were material changes to the Fed's outlook for the economy, which is for steady growth going forward. That was enough to push the market higher, though, today. The Dow gained 115 points to 27,186, new high for the S&P up almost 10 to 3,046, the NASDAQ up 27 to 8,303. Impact noticeable on both the dollar and on longer-term interest rates. The dollar slipped a bit as rates came down. The yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped back to 1.77%. This also as GDP growth slowed in the latest quarter to a 1.9% annual rate. Consumer spending still the strong spot there. Business investment quite weak. Meanwhile, after the close, Twitter said it would no longer take political ads anywhere in the world. The stock down a couple percentage points, while Fiat, Chrysler, and Peugeot reportedly agreeing to merge, creating the fourth largest auto company in the world.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Space Ghost is asking, is Hopkins going to feast without Ramsey on the Jags? I think it'll be real interesting to see because physically, Boye doesn't match up with him the way that Ramsey did. Ramsey was a strong dude. Yeah. So
it's the best they've got. It's what they're going to have to throw at him, but it's not the same.
But they may rotate a safety over there a lot more than they used to because basically they would just say, all right, Jalen, you stop him. You go wherever he does. And now I think you'll see more double teams on him. So it'll just be a different approach. All right. Guess what we need to do? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is a weird one, and somebody sent it to me yesterday. Let's say you're... This almost sounds like a Law & Order episode. Let's say you're a fertility doctor.
Okay.
And you help women get pregnant, right?
I've done it twice.
Well, yeah. See, we were just talking about that, and everybody's saying never, never say never. It's like, no, I
can say never. Well, I'm medically cleared to say never.
We talked about adopting at one point, but we decided we'd rather have a dog and some land.
Yeah.
And
good move.
Yeah. But so a doctor in Colorado has been sued because he may have used his own sperm to impregnate multiple women.
What's the point of that?
Well, he's just helping them have babies. But instead of using fresh sperm from an anonymous donor, he used his own.
Well, I mean, maybe they were out of it.
You know, I'm pretty sure when you go in there, they give you a choice of what kind of, like athlete. I don't know. I don't do sperm donor, but maybe it's like athlete. Maybe it's like professor. Maybe it's like this. I don't think it's, you know, your own doctor. Isn't that a little gross? So apparently he was asked about it, and he said, I don't deny it. I don't admit it. So he said, asked if he fathered these children. He replied, that's an impertinent question. And asked why it was impertinent. He said, because I'm not going to answer it.
No.
So, yeah. He's 80 years old.
Well, I mean, but it was working?
Well.
Was the seed still?
Apparently so. Well, who was it that had kids when he was like 85? Was it Tony Curtis?
I mean, who knows? Yeah. It's a lot of these guys.
Yeah. So, obviously, if you're 80 and you can, you know, still get it going. But, again, I'm not a doctor, but is 80-year-old sperm safe as, say, 35-year-old sperm for what you're going to create child-wise? I mean, the only breeding I know about is horses, so I'm only applying that. Trust me, a 26-year-old stud horse is not going to produce as well as a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, like Mick Jagger had a kid when he was in his 70s. Robert De Niro did. I know Rod Stewart. I mean, that dude's still having babies, I think. Alec Baldwin's not as old as those guys. Man,
why if you're eight, well, in this case, the guy's just. But if I'm 77, why would I want to have a kid? I'm going to be dead long before you get a chance to maybe even get him out into high school.
But maybe you're also thinking, oh, I'm going to be dead before she finds out and sues me. But then he messed up on the.
He's not dead yet. That's his problem.
Hey, did you see what Clay Travis said today?
No, because I'm not really in the habit of reading a lot of what Clay Travis has to say.
He said, I find myself rooting for this Mattress Mack guy to lose all of his money because I'm tired of hearing about him. Marketing genius, but I want this guy to go bankrupt. I wish he would lose $100 million.
That doesn't seem like a Clay Travis take. He's a pro-capitalist guy.
Well, apparently he's anti-Mattress Mack. Because he's, which, by the way, that's Darren Rovell's fault. Maybe you should hope Darren Rovell loses $100 million.
Yeah, he's the one tweeting out all his stuff, and you know, feel free to ignore it. That's what I do.
But the beauty of this Mattress Mack thing is, if the Astros lose tonight, Mattress Mack's not out a whole bunch of money.
No,
I mean he's out a whole bunch of cash, but now all these people who bought furniture actually have to pay it off, and he'll be doing fine.
And
I'm sure they've got insurance.
He does really, really well.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
And that the marketing and you bringing him up just sells more furniture for him. So I agree that it's overplayed, and people ask us about it every day. And it's kind of like, okay.
You know, I've read a lot of this, and Cory Booker is Killface just tweeted it. Lamont tweeted us earlier about it. Boy, Astro fan is way out on Verlander all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
They turned on him pretty quickly.
Well, I have a couple thoughts on that. And my friend Larry texted me earlier asking, do you think he's on the decline or is he just burnout?
Yeah, he's 37 years old. He's probably on the decline.
He's 36, according to Joe Buck.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I think if you go back and look at it, they put a lot of innings on him this year and a lot of strikeouts and a lot of pitches. You know, maybe...
They said yesterday in the broadcast he's thrown 4,000 pitches.
Yeah, I'm not good
this season
at that kind of thing, but isn't that a lot?
That's a lot.
So, and having said all that, he got out of there with 3 runs, and he wasn't sharp. You could tell. He hasn't been sharp in his last 2 starts. But guy, it's the same guys who are out on Greinke. I mean, I got to tell you, Astros fan is kind of...
They got spoiled.
I don't know if it's spoiled or if it's just... lack of knowledge. So, oh man, somebody sent me a message. It only takes one. Hashtag sperm donor. Yeah, that was your Zadok Jewelers gym of the day, by the way.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Why'd you ruin that song?
He dropped the Law and Order thing at the end because it was, you know, my new guilty pleasure show is Chicago PD. It's the same guy who did...
I don't watch that show.
And you know what? And it's not good. I'm not going to lie. The acting's pretty bad. The main actor had some kind of car accident several years ago, so he can't talk. And everything...
All right, it's time for us to break in here.
He talks like Batman?
Well, even worse. Even worse than Batman.
There's a fire in Chicago. We need to put it out. All right, we're going to arrest this guy. I want to make sure that all of them are dead. All right, I really, really appreciate all the work you do.
And, yeah, it's...
I don't want to kill him, but I don't have to save him.
I don't know why I found myself... But I've been recording this year and watching it, and I'm going back and catching up on it now, mainly because I've seen every Law & Order and SVU, and I've seen them all five times, so enough already. And Ancient Aliens only comes on one day a week. So I wanted to find something else to kind of watch while I was working at home. And so I kind of got into it, and I don't know why. I can't explain it. So, oh, well. You know, I think the other reason.
Would you like to hear his voice?
Yeah, give him the voice for AJ here.
We're going to see him trying to put the pieces back together again, and that's not going to be resolved. Certainly fully in the first episode, but, you know, he's able to focus and do his job, though, and that's his primary concern. Mm. And it also...
Yeah.
That ain't good.
Oh, no.
That's the red carpet talking about the premiere. That's his normal everyday voice.
I know. And I don't like making too much fun because he did have some kind of tracheal incident where he had a car accident. But on the other hand, you're talking, and you got a bunch of lines. It's... Just saying, maybe, you know, but I like the character, and he comes off as really gritty, obviously, and they don't quite follow the rules, which is kind of cool. You know, I like those kind of guys like Bosch and people like that. Somebody says the reason Astros fan is out on Verlander is because they've only been watching baseball for 3 years. That is 90% of Astros Twitter.
Yeah.
It really is. And they act like they've been there forever, and they haven't. And that's okay. I mean, I'm fine with that. Enjoy it. I hope you get to celebrate tonight. I really do. I don't think you're going to. And then you're going to be hating on Grinky. And AJ Hinch has got to go. So I'm not sure you all recommended the show Goliath, but thanks. Great show so far. Season 3 was off the charts. Season 3 reminded me a lot of Better Call Saul. And like the first two I was kind of indifferent on. But yeah, if you like A Degenerate Lawyer, that's a good show. So... Javier says, I'm actually looking at tonight as a win-win. We win, I'm a happy fan. We lose, we can lose a percentage of the 2017 bandwagon fans that whine all the time and disrupt people who actually watch the game at the park. Yeah, they're going to be back. So he says, proof is half my Facebook saying Bergman instead of Bregman.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I ran afoul of them a couple weeks ago when I wrote the where would this rank among postseason failures thing if they'd lost to the Rays. And, like, all the comments from people you could tell, that because they all start off with, well, if you knew anything about baseball, and I've been a fan since 2016, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah. That's why I really made the mistake of reading comments on there. I should never do that. And because people don't read the article. They just read the headline. And so, same thing with the videos. They'll just look at the headline on the video. And then they make an opinion out of it. And it's like, okay, the things you put in your comments, I literally had in the first paragraph, but you didn't bother to read it. You're just going to, oh, because you know so much about baseball from 2016. Steven, the weather guy, sounds like your 85-year-old grandmother who smoked too much.
That's right. It kind of does sound like that. But, hey, I'm a big star.
Be cool for
Fred watches.
Yeah. Does he have a cancer kazoo? Like one of those...
Oh, man. Well, you could see the scar on his neck where he had the accident.
So he's had, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was an accident?
He was in a car accident. Oh, okay. And he had some kind of tracheal thing. But, by the way, before you do this, I'm going to give you an assignment, Aaron. In April, the cast of Letterkenny is coming to Houston. I've already bought my tickets. Your job is to get me one of the top three people on the show in studio. We're gonna put you to the test here when they're here. So I'm giving you plenty of warning.
Oh boy!
I'd like the main guy, if not him, K. Trevor Miller. If not him, then I'd like the hot girl.
Okay, I want you to get Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's working on also. That with Courtney.
Okay. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Anna, who back in May was working at Walmart. She wasn't really happy working at Walmart, but she heard an ad that changed her life. And with no IT experience at all, she enrolled at My Computer Career. Now, here we are 4 months later. Guess what? She started her IT career. And guess what else? She got hired by another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future, guys. Be a part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. But AJ, I don't have any computer experience. I don't know what I'm doing. They don't care. Helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to get started. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.